What's up, everyone? Here we are for reals this time. How's it going? Welcome back to the Tokusatsu World Tour podcast, your favorite Tokusatsu podcast and mine, where we just talk about the little crooks and crannies of Tokusatsu and things that you might not have seen before. And today was definitely something I haven't seen before. But first, let me introduce my co-host, my co-conductor on the World Tour, Gem from Pronghorn Heroes.
What's going on, everybody? Call me Soul Gem for today.
Dude, I literally could not think of anything to be like my blah, blah, blah to my blah, blah, blah.
It's so hard in this one, but we could just be Soul Hawk and Soul Gem for this episode.
Soul Hawk and Soul Gem.
Yeah.
We got it. Marked off.
Boom.
How's your week going?
It's been great, man. I have had a very interesting week. Aside from like content creation, today we went out and filmed some stuff, so it was cool to film outside again. I usually film inside, so filming outside is a nice change. It's a nice change of scenery, literally.
I got to breathe fresh air today. It was great.
Yeah, I wasn't between four walls today. I got to, you know, do other stuff. I'm planning a taco night in a couple days, so we're getting ready to get some ingredients tomorrow. I'm very excited to prep for that.
I just had tacos right now.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm so excited to make tacos. We're going to do like a pork shredded carnita situation. And then we're going to do some ground beef, and it's just going to be a whole bunch of, I'm going to do like a mango pico de gallo and a whole situation. So I'm just so excited.
Badass.
Yeah, man. How's your week been?
It's been good. Kind of uneventful, honestly. I think last week was like super eventful because my wife was on spring break because she's a teacher. Yeah. So she's back this week, and she's kind of back to normal. A lot of toku news going on that I don't know if we want to talk about or not.
Yeah, man. I mean, if there's anything you do want to talk about, throw it my way. And if I don't know about it, I'll react to it. And if not, maybe I'll have an opinion.
Do we need to talk about Fan First Tuesday?
I don't necessarily. I mean, it's not going to be good if we do. So I'll just say that, you know?
Yeah, it was what
maybe
it was.
That's all we can say. Yeah.
You want to talk about Billy coming back?
So I had heard about that a little bit. I didn't really know much about it. Sorry, I'm retweeting the tweet right now that we live.
I didn't tag us in it, so I was like, I had to go find it before I did it.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now. But okay, so what is the rumor exactly? Because I only saw a picture of him, and then I saw like an article, I guess, but I didn't read it or anything.
The rumor as of right now is that Billy Cranston, David Yost, is returning for the Power Rangers 30th anniversary for at least one episode.
As Zin Kaiser?
No.
Could you imagine?
Just like, he's the main character.
He finally gets justice when he couldn't be the Gold Ranger. They're like, we're going to make you Zin Kaiser. As for one episode?
At least one episode.
Oh, at least one episode. Okay. Yeah. Very interesting. Okay, so like, at least it's one episode, or like they say at least one episode, because if it only was one, I would be kind of bummed, because it just feels like the JDF Megaforce Ninja Steel or like the Austin St. John Beast Morpher situation, where like it just feels like a kind of like a cop out, you know.
If they were like, oh, one episode, which is kind of the vibe we got from that those earlier rumors. I was gonna say the same thing, like it feels Megaforce-y. Like, hey, here's this power. I was on this team. Peace out.
Yeah. So, like, I wonder what they're going to do, because I feel like I've always heard, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. Yost.
David Yost.
David Yost. Yeah. I feel like I've always heard him say that if he came back, he would want to do something cool and something like important. Like, he would want to come for like a mentor type role. So I wonder if they would give him something like that, even if it was for like a two-parter, like a three-parter or something. I would be down.
Zin Kaiser Black.
That's the one they're going with. We're going to buy that suit instead. But yeah, no, dude, I'm interested, but I'm not excited. I'll say that. Like, they got me a little intrigued, but I'm not like, David Yost, he's fucking back. Let's go. Yeah, like, Tricera, bitch. You know, like, I'm not there. But I'm like, all right, as long as it's not Quantum Continuum, we're good.
Hey, you can come back. We'll let you do Quantum Continuum if you come back.
They're like, this is going to be, like, your backdoor pilot for Quantum Continuum. We're going to let you do this, but, you know.
Just please stop tweeting about it. Just please.
People really want it.
I'm like, it's one of those things where I'm like, cool, it'll be, yeah, like, I'll believe it when I see it type of thing. But it's also somebody brought up in my Discord the other night. We talked about it on stream yesterday of like, he's a union actor now. So right? Like,
there's that there.
Yeah, there's one big hurdle that Power Rangers have had a problem with it for years.
Right.
Is like, how are we going to get around that? I don't doubt that Power Rangers would probably go union once they do the full-blown movie and everything that Hasbro wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they're still not right now. So
yeah, that's
so
totally
we'll see
fair.
What happens.
That's totally fair. Is there any other Power Ranger news or any other like leak or something like that?
Fan First Friday, there was Ultraman, the anime comes out this week. I don't know if you
okay heard of that. Like the second season?
The second season, yeah.
Nice, yeah. I haven't watched the first season, but I think Sophia and I are going to check it out now that we're like more into Ultraman.
I'm really into it. I think you'll like it. Okay, it comes out tomorrow, cool. The second season.
Good. That's cool.
At the 14th.
Okay, that's good to know. I honestly just like, you know, we're here to talk about Soul Brain tonight, but like I am so... just like I'm trying to take it like on a chill train today, like we'll get there, you know what yeah. I mean, like last week we like didn't purposefully like stall for Power Rangers, but like I kind of want to talk about something else before we get into Soul Brain.
We bounced everywhere last week,
yeah, but it was cool because like we rarely talk Power Rangers, so it was cool to kind of like dive into that, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But like I want to ask you about like Revice, because we haven't talked about like Revice, you and I, in a while.
I was gonna ask you about Vale episode 2.
Okay, no, perfect. Yeah, that's Revice related, and I am down. Oh my god. Sophie and I are loving the Vale series. Like episode 1 was really cool. The only downside of episode 2 was that it was like 10, 11 minutes. That's the only down. It should have been longer.
It was,
you know,
way shorter, huh?
Yeah. The first one is like 14, 15 minutes, and then the second one was like 10, 11 minutes, including like the song at the end. Which by the way is sung by the mom actress Oh my god. So good. Well, honestly, like I really like how they're showing characters that we've seen in the show, like Masumi, like the George's dad, and obviously the mom, but like Busan. It's really
That's
cool to 100%
see this. Busan.
Yeah, like it's gotta be. They haven't said it, but like it's gotta be. So yeah, no, I like that aspect of it a lot. How are you feeling about it?
This is one of the things that I'm like, man, I love this franchise, because we have this like overall long 50 whatever episode Revice going on, and like I'm really loving this season, but then we could just have this 6-episode thing that like feels this good and doesn't have to be 50, 30 episodes, whatever. It's just like I'm good with this being 6 episodes, because I feel like we don't have to stretch, like, because you know writer seasons in the middle can feel a little long.
Yeah.
They go along of the tooth. And so, like, this should just be 6 episodes. It sucks that it comes out every other week. But just to be, like, 6 episodes, I'm just like, I am completely okay with them telling the story they need to tell and they want to tell. And I'm loving what it is so far.
I think because there are shorter episodes, I am wishing they were longer. Like, if they were, like, 45 minutes to an hour-long episodes, I'd be like, this is the perfect series. but, like, because they're shorter episodes, like, I just wish they were a little more. Because like Sophia was saying it when we saw the first part, she was like, there could be a whole movie, there could be a whole series of this, and like she would be down to watch it. And I totally agree. I just think there's just cool material and there's so much to dive into when they're going that far into the past, you know, and then like insinuating that we could go even further into the past when Junpei was a kid, you know. Like there's just so many things that we could dive into there, and I feel like I would love to do or like see whatever they'd want to do.
Yeah. Insane Sphere in the chat says, can't wait for Dear Gaga.
Oh my god,
dude, they also straight up spoiled it in the show, but
I didn't know anything about it, and then he comes in the show and Sophie and I in our reaction we were like, yo, what the fuck, you're just back, dude, like I guess that's kind of cool. And then like a couple people were like, yeah, like Dear Gaga is like this thing that talks about how he's like living with his mom and like how he's what back or whatever, and like I didn't know at all. I just thought he was like gone, and like we didn't really think he was dead completely. Well, Sophia did, but I was like, I'm sure we'll see him again. But when he came back, I was just like, oh, damn, like they're just doing this like that. But there's a plan, I guess. I just don't know about it.
I don't think in any of the Dear Gaga like promotional material, it said anything about him having amnesia.
Okay.
I think it just talked about like him going home. So when it said that in the show, I was like, oh, wait, we're doing this?
What a fucking trope, dude.
Which,
yeah.
I told you, I think it's, I don't know if it was on the podcast when we talked about it last week, but how'd you like how they did the recap episode?
Oh my god, dude. Oh, it was so funny. It was so fun. It was just classic. Like, I feel like you got it with the dad a little bit, that whole like content creator situation. And you had that one guy in episode 4 that was streaming when he was like robbing the bank or like whatever he was doing. Mm-hmm. So like you've gotten like glimpses of that, but in this episode they really like fell into those tropes of like, yo, we're done filming, time to edit, and just like stuff yeah. like that. It was just like really when fun like, for people that edit, do that.
I was like, I'm gonna use this screenshot for everything.
Literally, like that's so exactly for content creators, especially in this community, that's gold. Just because like it just really, yeah, I don't know, it's like funny. It's funny for the people that like really get it. Because I was watching it and I was like, wow, like I feel like other shows like show like people filming little fan films or like little movies, but they never really touch on the editing. And I feel like I like that they made it a joke.
Yeah, I like that Vice like completely focused on himself in his like fan film or whatever.
Yeah.
My one problem with Revice right now, because I'm loving it pretty much on every other spectrum. Mm-hmm. My one problem is like George's straight up just absolute babyface turn when a few episodes ago, like George was a complete asshole to Hiromi the entire time. Yes. To the point where like as we watched it on stream, my whole chat was like, Hiromi, punch this fool in the face, like deck him. Cause like George was like on the opposite side of the spectrum of like evil asshole to Hiromi. And all of a sudden he's just like, I need to do this for Hiromi.
I'm gonna atone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like a little too fast.
Yeah, no, I get it. Sophie and I talked about it. I might have edited it out of our last reaction, but we were talking about it and I was like, remember when George was supposed to be evil?
Yeah.
When he was like menacing towards Hiromi on his last few days of like him being in the show. And like that made it seem like he had like an evil plan or like another plan that was just like separate from the Phoenix situation.
Yeah, like remember when everyone compared him to Evolt and was like, oh, he's the next Evolt.
I didn't see any of that, but like that's funny that people were relating that to him, because I mean, if he was gonna be a villainous character, I can see that being the case because he was in it from day one and he was playing that like cool guy role. But like if he would switch, and like he's still good, honestly, if he switches at any point, that's gonna be really sick. But I don't think he will at this point.
Beat in the chat says, have you seen episode 30? Yes, I have. So which is why I was gonna ask about Vale, because we finally saw the Red Demon.
Yes, which looked dope. You saw what's under
I'm
Vice's
so
mask.
Glad he's not just a repaint of Vice.
Yeah, I like his mouth, and that's what stood out to me, because I was just dying to know what's under Vice's like mask mouth. So if it looks anything like that, I'm down, because it looks menacing.
I'm going to throw out a prediction. He's the director's demon.
The director's demon.
Yeah.
Interesting. That could be cool.
I think we're a little far in now to where like the director has gotta play some part in the end game. Like he's gotta be the big bad, or like his demon's the big bad.
He feels like a Master Logos character, honestly. Like he feels like he's gonna be a good chunk of like the end, but I don't know if he'll be like the last boss. Mm-hmm. I think that, I don't know, this is probably not gonna happen, but like I'm hoping it's gonna be Aguilera. I hope that Aguilera like comes through right there at the end, because like I don't know if you remember, but like in the Premonitions video that we did when Revice started, and we were talking about like if any of these characters were gonna make it until the end, I really hope that like it's her, because like I don't know, like I had an inkling but I didn't know how. And now seeing the show and where she's at now and how we've gotten to episode 30 and like her now going on her like emo biker goth girl vibe, like
dude, it's... can I just say, she burns her suit. Uh-huh. We're done with all the beautiful costumes from the beginning, which bums me out. That like the dead man's, when they first realized, I was like, these costumes are gorgeous. And now
so
they're just
unique.
Gone. Completely gone. All
so unique. Honestly, that's how I felt about Jin in 01. He has that cool fucking thread with the hoodie, and then he just gets a suit that's like cool. You know, his suit's cool.
Man, Jin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like, I kind of feel you there. But yeah, that whole situation, I really love. But fuck, what were we talking about?
You thought Aguilera was gonna be a big
bad. Oh yeah, I would really love to see her pull through towards the end and be that villain that was there from the beginning.
Yeah, if you would have told me that first scene with them where they're, or the maybe it's the second scene where they bust in and she has like the camera and everything announcing themselves to the world, if you would have told me then that like, hey, this girl is actually like an indoctrinated groom child into this cult, and like it's just is probably one of the most sympathetic characters in this whole show.
Right.
Like, I would have been like, you're crazy. She's just like an insane woman.
Oh, yeah. Fee mentions it right now in the chat. GIF looks dope. What do you think of GIF? Oh, my God. I mean, like, you can barely tell what he looks like because it's so there's no like fine, defined details that can like define like his arms and like his face features. But I think he looks fucking creepy as fuck. You know what
I
mean?
That's where I'm at is like he doesn't look like I'm not going to remember that in a year. Because, like, there's just no defined feature. Whereas, like, opposite side of the spectrum, I don't know if you watched this week's Dawn Brothers yet.
No, we haven't.
Okay. Yes. Well, the monster of the week in that is so well designed that I was like, oh, my God, this is a beautiful
What season
monster.
Is there?
Zoager.
Oh, I did see it. It's the shark, right?
Yeah, it's like a stone shark and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this looks so sick. Whereas when GIF was revealed, I was like, I didn't feel that with him. I didn't. He was just one of those things where it's like, I cannot tell you from any other Monster of the Week.
Honestly, I'll give you that one. I'm holding out and hoping that he has another form. Like, he evolves even further and, like, becomes something else a little bit cooler. But now that you mentioned Dawn Brothers, that's a good segue to just talk about that really quick before we get into Soul Brain. I love the Monster of the Week designs specifically.
They're beautiful.
This year, dude, the last couple years have been so miss for me, but this is like, oh yeah, this is nice. And they all have like similarities because I feel like their bottom halves are like red.
The last like, 2 years, they used the same whole bottom. It was just different heads, right?
Right. Yeah. For well, Kira yeah, Major exactly. They use like, yeah. And then exactly. Because Kira Major just did that Showa Go Ranger homage with like the heads and like the spandex suits with like the capes.
Yeah.
I feel like that was like silly for that season. But this season, I feel like they just did an amazing job. And I just like, I can't remember the last time I felt this way about like monster shoots where I was like, oh, the theme's really cool. They look really cool. And like, I just, I don't know. I can't wait to see each one every week.
Yeah. This week specifically, like I said, the Zhuodra one, I was just like, this is a beautiful ass design. Like when I was watching, I had to pause it and like, dude, look at all of this. It looks insane.
Yeah. That's awesome. Who's, you mentioned Saru Brother in my chat the other day. Who's your favorite Dawn Brother out of the five?
Oh, Saru Brother.
Just Saru Brother for sure?
He's ridiculous.
Dude, he's so... every time he says something, I'm like, what? Yeah, but like, I love it, you know? Like, I never believe it.
Like, Kiji Brother gets a lot of... this week's episode reveals a lot more. Not answers a lot of questions, just reveals a lot more. So when you get to it, let me know.
Okay.
And it's a mainly Kiji Brother focused. But like, I feel like Kiji Brother, everyone's like, oh, we're Kiji Brother, the married man and the... Like, I get it. I feel that. But Saru Brother is just so ridiculous to where you're like, like, eventually someone's just going to look over and be like, hey, can you shut up? Like, can we just fight?
Yeah. I totally agree with that. I've seen a lot of people, like, kind of like claim Kiji Brother and like really, really love that character. And I think it's really cool because, like, he's the first pink. So I feel like people are going to, like, just love that and, like, gravitate towards it, like, automatically. But I'm kind of in that same boat where, like, while I love Kiji Brother and I love Don Momotaro, like this is the first time I've loved a red in a while, dude. You're not vibing with him?
I'll fill you in a second.
Okay, so okay.
Finish your thought.
This is the first time I felt this way for a red in a while. And like while I'm vibing with him and I love the rest of the team, Brain Person has my 100% attention. I'm just like, yo, I want more of them. Like Sonoy, Sonoza, and Sononi are all just like super interesting to me because of their suits. I think they just look different enough that like I just don't even consider them like rangers. Like I don't know if anybody else does, but like they're just like, I don't know, like heroes or just like antagonists in a way. I also don't see them as like the villains of the season, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, they definitely aren't going to be.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I see them as like anti-heroes right off the bat, and I can see them working together with the team towards the end of the show.
They just burn the Mona Lisa, and you're like, yeah, that's my shit.
I'm more
of this.
Honestly, I just really dig Sonoza's vibe. I just really like how silent but deadly he feels.
Yeah.
Real
quick, Jimmy in the chat says, Gem and Hawk, World Tag Team Champions of Toku, what is up?
Jimmy, what's good, Jimmy? How's it going, man?
And Saint Spear says, I love the monsters look for the mech fights. Yeah,
yeah.
I love the like level up ones too.
Yeah.
We talked about the CG and stuff. The mech fights in Dawn Brothers have been almost flawless.
Dude, it's oh my God, it's been so cool. And like, I like how you don't get a mech battle every episode. Mm-hmm. Like they had those couple episodes, I think it was 3 and 4, or 2 and 3, I can't remember, where like you got those like weird avatar change where they like turn into the other Sentai alters. And I think, although they suck, that's fine that they can do that and like not have the mecha battle. So when the mecha battle, when the mecha battle does happen, it feels so cool. Like the other day, yeah, we watched episode 5 and I was like, damn, mecha battle hasn't happened in a while, and like it feels so refreshing, and like I love it. I'm not like tired of it.
Yeah, I hope they keep up with that, even when you know, because the scans have showed them already, even when they all get their own forms, I hope we keep up with that. Like, hey, we don't need to do this every week. And I think based off of episode 5, I think we're going to get more kind of nuanced problems in this show than,
dude, absolutely,
than just fighting the monster of the week.
I'm getting a different vibe from the show than Zenkaiger already in its first few episodes, and I love it.
Yeah, 100%. My problem with Don Momotaro, or Don Momotaro, Don Momotaro?
Yeah, you got it.
He's too different from Momoi.
Okay.
It's like way too like flip of a switch when he, like, I almost don't believe that it's him in the red suit if I hadn't seen him change himself, what was it, 2 episodes ago.
Okay.
Because he gets so like boastful and big and bombastic, whereas Don, I forgot his name when he's not.
Taro.
Taro, yeah. Mm-hmm. When he's Taro, he's not like timid or anything. He's just more kind of to himself until he's like interacting with someone, if that makes sense.
Yes. First question, am I bugging at all? Like, am I like blocky or anything? Do I look good on that side?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, cool. You know, I have a feeling, and I can't say this for every member of the team, but I have a feeling that when they morph and like change, whatever you want to call it, I feel like that does something. I feel like that changes their personality. Like, I feel like the avatar thing is something that like maybe they'll dive into more, because I agree that Taro is a little bit more serious, and like he's kind of like, hey, do this when he needs to be and stuff like that, but he is not the way that Don Momo is in suit. So I wonder if there is an actual reasoning for that, or if it's just the showrunners just being like, yeah, just have him be crazy when he's suited up and that's it, you know?
Yeah, just have him be a badass and like completely take care of everything. But when he's not suited up, just have him be like, oh, well, you know, me and you create a bond.
Yeah. So like I'm definitely interested in that aspect, because so far I'm hoping that there's meaning to it. But if there isn't, I'm just gonna be on your side where like, hey, this doesn't make sense and it sucks actually.
Yeah. Jimmy asked, do I need to watch Zenkaiger before watching Dawn Brothers? Jimmy, I am proud to tell you that Dawn Brothers, the absolute sequel to Zenkaiger, you do not need to see Zenkaiger before.
Nah, man. Somebody commented that in my video the other day, and I was like, honestly, even the elements that are in Dawn Brothers, the people that have seen Zenkaiger are questioning. So we're all in the same boat as far as Dawn Brothers goes.
I will say, this next episode that you haven't seen yet, Kaido gets 2 lines instead of just 1.
Oh, is either of them avatar change? Because I really want him to change.
You learn a little bit more about
Black? Zenkaiser Black?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
But even with that, you do not need to watch Zenkaiser to
cool.
see.
Yeah, no, I, I'm on that boat as well. I'll probably recommend that to everybody even once the show's over.
Yeah. Anything else you've been watching?
I'm going to
recommend a show to you right now, which is why I asked.
Anything we've been watching that I should recommend to you guys? Not that I can think of. We've been watching a lot of YouTube, and I guess I can say this because, like, you know, we love him, but like we've been watching a lot of Gideon, and he's fucking hilarious, dude. Oh my god, just binged his channel these last like 5 days, and it's just been a fucking riot, dude. He has me fucking dying. He's an amazing guy.
I have been watching an anime called Miss Koritsu from the Monster Development Department.
Okay.
And it is about a girl who works in the Monster Development Department of an evil tokusatsu organization. And it uses local heroes like the Dogengers, like a bunch of other Japanese local heroes prefectures, that the other corporations go against those heroes. So they have their own like original hero they created for the show called Divine Hero Blader, or Divine Swordsman Blader, something like that. But then they go, the girl from the development department goes to other places, like visits other evil corporations and like observes them fight their heroes. And all their heroes are like real Japanese local heroes.
That's an anime, you said?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Where are you watching that?
It's on Crunchyroll. So at the end, okay. You can find it on YouTube too. I'm just saying. Nice. But at the end, when it's playing the outro, it's like, it'll show the heroes and show their names and everything. And it says, these heroes aren't based on fictional events or fictional characters. These are real heroes. And then it shows the real pictures of them in real life.
So
Like Yabai Kamen and the Dogengers in episode 2 and everything.
Wow. That's really interesting. I'd probably check that out. I've only seen a handful of anime series, but I would probably check that out.
I will just say they design monsters for this development department. And then it has to go through like all these budget cuts and red tape and everything through different departments. So by the time the monster comes out, it's like super budget of what they designed. And that's why the monsters get defeated so easily, because they're just like trash ass monsters.
That's interesting. But it's like in the context of like animation, I would love to see how they're doing monster suits still.
Yeah. It's all like Monster of the Weeks, and it's amazing.
That's really cool.
Jimmy is a Geek says, I recommend Hawkillies and Pronghorn Heroes on YouTube. Great stuff.
Nice. They're good. They're really cool guys. You know what? I heard they were talking about Soul Brain this week on their podcast.
I heard they were talking about anything but Soul Brain on their podcast.
If anybody's watching this like after the fact, they're going to be like, when are they talking about Soul Brain? Just what scrolling through the YouTube
video. Yeah, we have to
put
chapters in the YouTube videos now.
I'm actually going to make this the intro. Hey, everybody. We eventually talk about Soul Brain, so.
Jem, give me one word to describe episode 1 of Soul Brain.
Forgettable.
Forgettable.
Here's why. Because I've seen it before. It felt like Wind Spectre. It felt like Jan Person. It felt like just like a classic Metal Heroes first episode.
Are we in that part of our podcast where we just have to start watching these other seasons that have already been done before, like the Sheravans, the freaking
The things that are like doing what we've already seen, but like not as good.
You think this is not as good as Wind Spectre?
No, dude. I thought Wind Spectre's way better. Like Captain Fire, way better than this guy.
Oh, freaking cool!
Like, but this guy was cool. This guy was really cool because like he was one of my favorite. What's his name? Let me pull up my notes.
Daiki.
Thank you. He was one of my favorite characters, and I loved seeing him. But yeah, man. What's your word?
Stunt work. I think this has one of the most stunt work. The cars flying everywhere. The
fucking group of people just like all like
flying
in the air.
Dude, when that popped up, I was like, oh my God, like we invested in this one.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, when I saw that moment, I was like, oh, they're really getting in with the stunt work. I was like, that's really cool. So that's a great word, actually.
Yeah, the cars and the switching between the miniatures and the big cars, like there was like cars flying and then it switches to cars falling down a bridge. And I was like, I just stopped for a second. I was like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
We didn't actually do this, right?
I honestly wish I didn't have to be too harsh on it, but like it really, by the end of it, I was like, I'm never going to remember this. This is like the Jan person. I'm just going to think it was Wind Spectre.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to the rundown.
Let's go.
Oh, Special Rescue Command Soul Brain is a Japanese tokusatsu television series produced by Toei Company. It ran for 53 episodes from Lord January 1991 to January 26th of 1992 on TV Asahi. It is part of the Metal Hero series franchise. It is the sequel to Wind Spectre, obviously, and it is the second series in the Rescue Hero trilogy, which Exceed Draft is the only one we have left to watch, and it's in our podcast intro.
That one looks really good, so I'm excited for it. But you did mention that it was related to Wind Spectre, because Captain Fire does show up at some point.
Yes, right? The reason we watched this show, Soul Brain, is because I was on Twitter the other day, and I saw a fight between Captain Fire and Daiki, like out of suit. Captain Fire just worked this fool. But I was like, oh, we should watch Soul Brain. Because, like, It never clicked in my head for some reason that, like, oh, Kamen Rider, Super Sentai, all legacy stuff. There's always, they're always showing up in other seasons. Like, oh, Metal Heroes probably did that at some point.
Yeah, it was literally like seeing Kaito fight Don Momo, if anything. You know, like, my dude is here. I guess not like that, because he's kind of like a part of the show. But like any other Red Ranger, like Gokai Red showing up and fighting Lupin Red or whatever. But honestly, it's really cool that it is kind of like that second season type of situation, because thinking about Sharivan, when we watched that, like, I really liked Sharivan over Gavan. But in this situation, I'm really digging the original Wind Specter over this one.
Insane Spin in the chat said, my word is father of the year.
Dude, I was playing Tokusatsu Bingo with this.
I was going to say, we crossed out all the Ishinomori bingo cards.
We got him, buddy. There he
Children
is.
Children in danger.
A kid. Boom.
Mad scientist. Boom. Shitty Thank dad.
You. Shoop. There he is.
We got Car. A bingo. I was thinking that the minute I was watching. I was like, I was watching it pretty late, like up until we started the podcast.
Yeah.
And Birdie came home and she's like, oh, you still got like 5 minutes left. I'll be quiet. And I was like, dude, I can turn this off now and tell you exactly what happens in this.
I can tell you what happens in the last 10 minutes of this episode. Yeah. And I haven't even watched it.
I've seen so many of these by this point.
I tried to give it a chance. I watched the second episode. Mm-hmm. But I started to, and then I was like, yeah, this isn't, it's not, no, it's not good. Like, I just cut it. I then started just doing other stuff.
Which is crazy, because I want to go back and watch more Wind Specter.
Yeah, and I would watch more Wind Specter, but maybe I would watch more Soul Brain, at least to get to that episode where, like, Wind Specter, or Captain Fire comes through.
Yeah, a little fun fact real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This was broadcast in 1991. 9 years later, in 2000, and then again in 2002, it got an English dub in the Philippines.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
The only one of the three Rescue Hero shows to get that.
Let's go. Gem spotted a Toku Star, and Hawk spotted a Toku Star as well. He brought it up to me before the podcast. But he was in Wind Specter, because that would make sense. Mm-hmm. But Hiroshi Miyauchi is back in this series as a commander. And he, of course, like I've mentioned before, he is Kamen Rider V3. He is Owl Ranger from Himitsu Sentai Go Ranger and a whole bunch of other characters.
My man just commands everything.
He does. And then he comes back for O-Ranger, I'm pretty sure. And my dude's just like, hey, I'm the commander here too. Like, all right, buddy. You
we
got
need
it.
Commander in Tokusatsu? This guy.
Dude, he better come back before he retires and just like, I'm the commander. He's like an old man, just like, you guys got to listen to me type shit. Like, I would love that.
Taking bets right now. Is he in Exceed Draft?
I don't know. But you know what? I'll look it up while we talk about the next thing.
Yeah, I didn't spot a Toku Star so much as I like looked at him and I was like, that guy's been in stuff. I feel like
he just has that face, dude. It's kind of like Kenji Obo, where you're like, that dude's in a bunch of shit.
Yep. Yeah, he's definitely done stuff before.
Yeah.
I feel very robbed by this episode, can I say?
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Because there was one suit I wanted to see in this show.
Which one?
This big tractor dude. And he's not even in this episode.
He's in the second one. I didn't watch the whole thing. I ended up skipping to his part. His name is Soul Dozer, and yeah, he's just like a robot buddy.
He's June.
I agree.
Right? Oh, he's not June. He's just a robot.
Dude, we thought the same thing. We were like, oh, he's gonna henshin into that fucking dude, and he's gonna be like Rune or whatever. Nah, it's just a robot buddy.
Which makes sense because the other rescue heroes have robots,
right? But June does, like, I guess he's because in the outro, I don't know if you watched the outro, but June is like. Like kind of like buddy buddy with him, so I guess maybe he like maintenance him or whatever, keeps him good.
I am so bummed because like they have Solid States, which seems like their support crew.
Mm-hmm.
And it says like when I forgot the director of Solid States names, but it said or like commander of Solid States, and it said all those things like this is Solid States, this is the commander of Solid States. But then for June it says member of Soul Brain, so I was just like, oh, he gets a suit.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna henshin too. I was waiting for it. Because we also get Reiko, who turns into Soul John, which I was like, John, hey. Yep. So cool. But because of that, I was like, oh, he's going to do a plus up too. And like, it would have made sense because he pluses up.
I'm going to shout out really cool henshin call.
Dude, shout out to the plus gang, to them big boys. Plus up. I was like, yo, big boys got to win.
I love it. You're like, they're talking about me, babe. They're talking about me.
plus boys up.
You know? Now you have to shoot a Henshin video for
this, yeah, and shoot, get in the car and just like plus up. Oh my god, that's so good.
Can I say, as I was watching this,
mm-hmm,
I was paying attention. I feel like I was into it.
Oh, I get it.
And then A320 comes up.
Oh my god!
And I was like, that's the Soul Brain, right? Like, forgetting that we had already just called the organization Soul Brain like 10 times. Mm-hmm. But I saw him and I was like, oh, that's the Soul Brain. That would make sense. Like,
yes.
Because they kept referring to him as like, oh, this AI brain, he needs a body.
Dude, hands down, the most boring scene of the episode. Like, That whole part is like, it's a lot of exposition and they're just like bringing up a lot of like information. But I was like, wait, what just happened? I had to rewind it like twice, I think, or once. I don't know. But I was just like so uninterested in it. It was at that moment.
Makes that scene for me.
Well, he does, but I was hoping that it was set up for something bigger. I was like, I hope this guy does, quote unquote, die in this situation. And then he comes back in like the end of the season fused with the brain. And he's like, what's up, son? I'm back or whatever. But like they redeem him in the end, in this episode, kind of. And it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, I mean, it's fine. But like, I was like, it could have been way cooler if you guys just killed him off.
I am not always rooting for someone to die in these shows.
Well, you know what?
But I was like cheering at the top of my lungs when that dude was about to fall.
Literally, Sophia was like, this guy doesn't deserve to be saved. And I was like, you're so right, babe. You're so right. Also, by the way, Miyauchi was an exceed draft, but only for episodes 47, 48, and 49.
Damn.
But not the whole season. He was like, you guys only got me for three.
I wonder if there were crossover episodes.
I wonder. He's got to show up and just like do something cool. So,
M. Lloyd says, yo, I'm never in these live. Love the podcast, y'all. Thank you so much.
Hey, what's going on, what's friend?
Up? What's up, Matthew in the chat, too?
What's good?
Insane Sphere said, that's not Soul Brain. That's Brain Soul.
The Brain Soul. Wrong.
Dude, First, let me just throw out positives too, because we have all the time in the world to shit on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like I said, the stunt work at the beginning, I feel, was really incredible. And
no, really cool.
One thing that these shows do a lot is be like, hey, this big thing's gonna happen, and then the thing doesn't happen. This show did the thing. Like, the spaceship crashed into the building.
Yeah. No, you're totally right.
Yeah, and then from then on out, it was just like destruction everywhere. This was like a high budget first episode.
Yeah, can I say the suits kind of make it for me? The yellow on what's his name, Soul Braver, is like, it pops because there's not that much of it. So like, aside from the Henshin itself, I thought the suits looked really cool. Sophia mentioned that Soul Jean doesn't look too feminine, but it still looks really cool, and like, you could tell that she's a female.
Reminds me of B-Fighter Girl.
Yeah, that like red type of like female warrior.
I love that like shade of red.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's like cherry red. I really fuck with it.
It reminds me of like old hot rods.
Yeah, but I think that was the thing where I was like, man, these really cool suits. And like, I didn't even think the action was that good. Like, you didn't get to see him really like fight that much. Like, there wasn't like minions that he would fight. He was just like a rescue guy.
Yeah, which is what Wind Specter was too, I think. Right, that's like the running theme between all these.
Yeah, and that was my point. Where like, I feel like Wind Specter just did it better. Like, in that first episode, I feel like we got to see Captain Fire like do like really cool shit. And I don't know. I feel like there was just more of an energy or of like a urgency with what was going on in that first episode of Wind Specter. Whereas like this, I was just like, oh yeah, like things are happening, and like they'll resolve it, you know.
Don't kill me, because we're like praising Wind Specter. Wind Specter has Bicle, right? That's the one with the two.
Yeah, Bicle and the other guy. Yeah.
There's so much more action in Wind Specter.
Yes, absolutely, dude.
Those other two robots come in very early and are doing stuff the entire time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly. So like, that was the aspect where like, you finally get Captain Fire. You had already seen a bunch of shit. Like, mm-hmm. you were already excited about stuff, but then when he shows up, it's really exciting. Whereas like this, Soul Braver is kind of the first one to Henshin, and then he does a bunch of stuff.
Dude, it's such an anticlimactic moment when he henshins.
Yeah, it is. But can we say that, like, leading up to that, we have that moment of or actually we can talk about that later.
No, we get to bring it up right now because threw out our money shots before we got on stream.
Yeah.
But mine is this man, Daiki, flying out of the building on fire and just hitting the ground. Like, amazing.
That scene is great because it comes back to your word for this episode of the stunt work, because that's an actual guy actually jumping out of that building. Like, they filmed that, you know? Whereas, like, you know, no shade to Jetman, but you get that shot of, like, Ryo falling in the sky. Of, like,
all the shade to Jetman. You hear me, Jimmy? You're still in the chat,
Jimmy,
aren't you?
Are you still there? the Jetman situation. But in this whole situation, somebody jumps out that building. And I thought that was really hype. Obviously, like, the other hype moment, my money shot for this week has to be, again, what we see in Wind Specter, but I feel like he pulled it off very well as well, is the taking off the helmet, wiping off the sweat shot, just, like, really majestic. And again, he doesn't do it as good as Captain Fire, but he does a really good one.
So I'm going to call that the Rescue Hero special.
Because Wind Specter does that.
I am mad that Reiko doesn't get to do it as well.
Ooh,
I wonder if they didn't just double up. Because they cut to her and she already has her helmet off.
Because it kind of makes sense for Wind Specter because he's the only human. But she henchmans too. I feel like she should be able to do it as well. You are right. Yeah. I hope she gets to do it at all throughout the season.
Jimmy says, don't throw shade. I'll jump out of a building for Jetman.
Jimmy's like, I'll find the Zencaster link and hop on the stream.
Yeah, exactly. You just gotta, the link we sent you, just replace it with whatever we called this episode. Trust
me. Just take out Jetman and put Soul Brain.
Yeah, they're not hard to find. What I was gonna say is, like, even though that was my money shot, is that moment. Mm-hmm. The dude just gets up and walks to his car and then, like,
then just gets in.
Yeah, and then just henchens. Like, it's so anticlimactic and so fun. It just drops the entire episode for me.
Yeah. But pluses, again, the suits are really cool. And I don't know, I guess I like metal heroes. Like, I like seeing something that isn't a spandex hero or a Kamen Rider. Like, I like seeing something different. Like, Change Rion was my shit. I really liked Change Rion. But this show was really cool.
Did you buy that figure arts, by the way?
No, it's too much. It's too much. It's way too much for what it is. But again, I like that suit. It's probably one of my favorite suits that we've seen on this podcast. But for this case, like, the suit is cool, but I feel like it needed more action.
What's up, Doc Hollywood? How's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
I will say, I like we're talking about Metal Heroes 1.
Yeah.
I'm just begging for a return to this franchise at this
point. I would love to see it nowadays, dude. Yeah, honestly, I would need a car. I would need a really cool car. He has to drive a really cool car. And before they henshin, you know, he's just a cool guy with a cool car. Probably needs, like, a leather jacket or something. They need to bring that back and, like, really homage that situation.
You don't want the Jan person big vinyl jacket?
Oh, my God. That would be really cool. But, yeah, dude, I totally agree. I'm all about that new age Metal Heroes vibe.
It sucks because I feel like this trilogy in particular would be the last in line to get a remake. It would be, like, Space Sheriff or B-Fighter first. And then the Rescue Hero trilogy. But this is the one I kind of really want to see. Like, I would love to see a Wind Specter style show now.
Dude, I hope that that's what they would do.
Jesus Christ. What was I going to say? Oh, but the... No, I lost it. I had something. I was saying... No, it was right there. I lost my train.
We got it. We were talking about new shows and the Next Generation. And you want Exceed Giraffe and this type of stuff instead of like Gavan and stuff like that?
Yeah, I lost it. Oh. No, sorry. The gear that he uses.
Yeah.
He brought out the welder thing and he brought out whatever the big scanner thing was.
Yeah.
I love that about these shows.
Oh, 100%. It felt way better than Blue SWAT, even though Blue SWAT was a really cool show because, like, the weapons were just literal guns and just cannons
bazookas
and shit. Pronghorn Fee, thank you so much for that compliment in the chat. but I would love
her real quick.
I would love to see if that, because you know how they're doing with Ultraman right now, they did Tiga, Trigger, Dinah, Decker. I would love if they did a Wind Specter and then insert there, you know, like a new generation Wind Specter. I feel like it would be really fucking cool.
Yeah. And, like, there's We have Iron Man now, guys. Like, they know how to do these things now.
Iron Man. Come like, on.
Yeah, we're like, we know how to do these style shows or these style effects now. And, like, they would be a physical suit, which is the coolest part of these things, is that, like, most of it is physical. This is why I love watching this Metal Heroes franchise in particular, is because the miniatures and the physicals that they use for them are always great.
Yes, I would say the miniatures, stunt work, always on point for these shows, because I feel like that's their toku aspect. You know, like, that's what they're the Metal Heroes really do that well.
Yeah. Like, even the ship. I was like, oh, it's kind of a basic-looking ship. But then they did all the close-ups and stuff and the fire coming out. And I was like, oh, that's pretty badass. Like, what a way to just throw in some little things to make this believable.
Yes. I will say I didn't like the ship itself. I was like, that ship is so mid. But
it's like a hairdryer taped together.
Yeah, but how they shot everything and, like, everything going into, like, the technicality of it, I think it's really cool.
What else do I have in my notes? Because I actually took notes today. Oh, I thought the building effects looked sick, too.
Oh, yeah, those really cool building shots, for sure.
Yeah, when they were blowing up and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Love the intro song.
The intro song was really cool. Burning. I thought, help! Help! However it went. But I thought the song was cool. I really liked the music of the show in general. Like, the music that was in, like, the background and stuff. I thought they had really good, really good tracks. Yeah, that's a great point.
I don't know if I'm on a different page from you with the suits.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because we've gone through so many suits in this podcast already. But
yeah,
like,
we really have.
This one is one I'm not going to remember so much. I'm going to be like, was that Jam Person or was that Soul Brain or was that...
I'll never forget Jam Person, but only because it's kind of so mid. I'm like, damn, that's the most vanilla-ass show I've ever seen. It's like low-tier Metal Heroes.
Like, Wind Specter, and it's probably, we make fun of, like, the evil organizations having names like evil all the time, but like, Captain Fire is the most badass name you can have.
Honestly,
so, like, I will
for
never
real.
Forget Captain Fire, and I'll never forget that suit. Whereas this, I'm just like, Soul Braver, he was, okay, I can kind of picture him in my head, but I'm also picturing just kind of like a VR Trooper style thing.
Yeah, absolutely. He slightly, because of the yellow and blue, he gives me, like, ambulance or, like, medical vibes. But, like, aside, like, it's not too off from what they are, so it's fine.
Yeah,
you know?
I was gonna say, which he kind of is, but, like, almost definitely not.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I'm kind of down with it, but at the same time, it's like, I really dig that suit. I really like it. What would you rank that suit? 1 out of 10.
Oh, so Braver, probably a 4. Soul Jean, probably a 6. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Like I said, it's when I picture generic Metal Hero, like, Soul Braver's there. Soul Jean, I like because it's that red and everything. I like the faceplate on it.
Right.
But it's not much higher. Like, I would prefer the B-Fighter suit over it.
Yes.
Token Nerd, thank you for the hydrate.
Hey, yo, cheers. Soul Braver, I would give a solid 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Soul Jean, I would give also like a 6. I think they're both right there for me. I love them equally. I just think they're, like, solid Metal Hero suits. But solid in, like, they're just fine. They're not anything, like, extravagant. I'm not going to write home about it. It's like, they're okay.
I'm going to move Braver up to 5. Because, you know what? I really like how these rescue heroes, like, helmets come off. Like, the jaw detaching. It looks so
sick. Eyelid comes over their, like, existing eyes that are underneath. Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, just the, like, I don't know if you've watched the Halo series at all. But they redid the suit's pretty much the same on Master Chief. They redid his helmet and he has that design where his jaw like comes out, and that's how
that's cool.
The helmet comes off, and I was like, oh, that's dope. Captain Fire, like Wind Specter.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Right away.
What else do we have? The Professor's son, not a ton to talk about.
No. Kid unless he had become the actual, like, main villain of the show, I didn't see that kid being important.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was going to be, like, the kid that, like, sticks around and is... But by the end of the episode, I was like, this kid's not coming back. He was just...
100%. Yeah, which, again, I feel like they could have dove into some really cool stuff with the kid and the dad in the first episode, but fine.
That would be another thing I would like in our dream fantasy reboots of these shows, because I don't think these shows really have, like, one antagonist. I don't think they have the season overarching. I think they're literally just, like, a rescue mission every single episode. So I think something that would be cool would be something like that, the more overarching plots.
Yeah, even if it was more human and less like monstery type villains. I feel like if there was like a human character that was just like bad, or maybe he's good in the beginning, and like it's just like an overarching thing that you get to see. That's like one person is their like antagonist. I feel like it would be cool.
I love that we're at the point now that we're just like, you know, it'd be cool in this show, serialized storytelling.
You know, Metal Heroes. Listen to how we would do Metal Heroes. this is how you should do it.
Yeah, maybe have a story. But that's an interesting point. Like, if you were to retool this show for, let's say, God forbid, somebody's like, "Hey, Sentai's canceled. We're redoing Metal Heroes."
I'm down. Let's get it.
What does the show look like to you?
Okay, so it's Kabutak 2.0, and the suits are sleeker. The kid version, the kid stuff is still there, but they're sleeker. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. No, I couldn't even make it.
The crazy part is like, Zenkaiger worked. That
it worked.
It would work.
It would work for sure. No, honestly, again, a new generation Windspectre would be cool. Captain Fire is the commander. He comes back as an older man.
So sick,
dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, it kind of writes itself at that point. And like, if you did want to do the episodic type storytelling where they don't have a main villain, I guess I could see it happening. But then make it about Windspectre passing the torch to this new generation.
Yeah,
I feel like it could everybody. Be teaching everybody exactly in these day to day. Type missions and stuff like that. I think that could be really cool. And if you really wanted to push the legacy aspect, have Daiki, Soul Braver show up in an episode, have XC Draft show up in the episodes or whatever else. I think it could be really cool.
Yeah, I think it'd be sick to just throw all three of these trilogies together.
Exactly. Yes. Make like they don't have to be like descendants, but like they've all heard of the teams. You know, they are like aware of them. I think it could be cool.
Yeah. One kid goes into a garage, like turns on the lights, and there's just Bichel with a bunch of dust all over him and stuff.
Dude, exactly. He has like a Bichel statue replica. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the kids could be like a super fan. He just has like a XC Draft shirt on or something. really cool.
Gen person shows up in the middle for that little Kikaider episode that Gaim has.
Yes. Yes. Honestly, it would be really cool for them to do like a, I don't know, kind of like a Garo or like, I don't know, situation where like it feels like not the tone of it, but the aspect of like it feels like new age, like it feels like for like the next generation, not for the old fans necessarily, you know what I mean?
Lloyd in the chat says Soulbrain has an antagonist towards the end, and Exceed Draft has multiple episode arcs culminating with Exceed Draft fighting the devil.
Let's go. Okay.
We gotta watch Exceed Draft now.
Can't wait to get to Exceed Draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's what we were saying about, what's the other one that we have to get to for Metal Heroes? Scheider. That's the other one.
No, we just watched Scheider.
We watched Sharivan.
That's right.
Yeah. So similar, though. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I like these like, trilogy
Gaia.
Fucking shows.
Gaia as well.
Exactly. These trilogy-type shows I kind of fuck with. Because so far, they've been hit or miss.
It's funny that we haven't got to the third one on any of them yet.
Like, yeah, but it's cool how it's lining up that way.
Yeah. What else do you want to say about Soulbrain? I feel like we went through all my notes.
Honestly,
June doesn't become Soul Dozer.
Exactly. Nothing that isn't good. If I said anything else, it would just be negative. So I think we could do like we already did suit rankings. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, we did Money Shot, suit rankings. Final thoughts on Soulbrain.
Final thoughts on Soulbrain. I wish I knew it was a sequel going into it. I know you mentioned it to me, but I guess I just forgot. I think I'll try to give it another chance one day. I'm not going to say I'm going to go watch it now, but I feel like one day maybe I'll watch it again under a different context, and maybe I'll watch more. It's a good Metal Heroes series for people that like Metal Heroes, because it feels pretty average Metal Heroes to me from the seasons that I have seen, but it doesn't stand out. So that's all, you know, that's all.
Besides Jan Person, I can honestly say there's not a Metal Heroes that I was like, I fucking hate this show.
Yeah.
Jan Person, we will never go back and watch and talk about. Like,
no.
We'll never talk about Jan Person in a positive light. But
I have no interest.
Jan Person, I'm like, every time I'm like, hey, this is kind of cool about this show, or this is kind of cool. Or like, even this, I feel very attached to Windspectre.
Yeah.
So watching this, I was like, Rescue Heroes, those are my dudes.
Yeah, exactly. And I honestly, if we ever talked about Soulbrain again, probably wouldn't do episode 2, but I would say let's find that episode where like Captain Fire shows up and see what that's all about.
I wonder if it's a movie. It's got to be a movie, right?
It's either that or at least a two-parter for sure. Like, he shows up at the end of the first part, or like, you know, fights them a little bit like you saw in the GIF.
beats the tar out of Daiki.
I'm just calling exactly. Dude, there's so many.
But yeah, just put the cherry on top. Like I said, didn't hate it. It wasn't. I wasn't like at the edge of my seat this whole time. I do think the stunts were insane, which is something I feel like when we talked about Cherivan, we were just like, yeah, this is like all kind of the same. I feel like this one stood out very well in doing that and just being like, hey, let's go balls to the walls, cars flying everywhere and everything at the start, the people floating up in the air. So I think that was dope. And I think it was a cool way to up the ante from Wind Specter. I just think Wind Specter was, like you said at the beginning, a lot more memorable than this.
Yes. On the topic of Cherivan, I will say I did like it more than Gavin. I did mention that throughout the podcast. Because, like, it honestly, I feel like it did everything in Gavin better for me. Or, like, it felt cooler. So I just wanted to mention that.
Definitely the Makai space.
Dude, they just went up to everything, honestly. Whereas this show, it just felt like they were trying to replicate it. But that's just all I want to say.
Yeah.
Yo. Wait, what are you going to say? No, mine's a segue.
I was going to segue as well.
Oh, okay. what are we doing next week?
Next week, we are joined by the sisters from All Ages of Geek, Tatiana and Katya, to watch episode 1 of Kamen Rider O's.
Kamen Rider O's.
I was like, he's looking for something. It's not bad.
Hold on. This was in reach, but he's here.
Audio listeners, Jem just pulled up a build figure.
Build, so it was a joke. Kamen Rider, Sagozo figure now.
There you go. I have.
There we go.
Mine's around here somewhere. I bought it like 2 summers ago, and I bought it secondhand, like used from like a almost like a Goodwill style store. Mm-hmm. And it was just dusty as hell, and I've never cleaned it. It's still in the box, dusty as heck.
I'm so mad that I don't have, the CSM for O's, because that thing is really, really cool.
Dude, I looked it up yesterday. For some reason, I forgot why. It was $730.
$730? Dude, yep. I don't have the money. And unless y'all want to like blow me up on the internet, I can't do it, y'all. So but I will say I'm very excited.
Patreon starting soon.
Memberships are coming, y'all. Yeah. But no, I'm really excited to talk about the All Ages of Geek ladies, because I don't know, I'm just excited to talk about people or talk to people that we don't normally talk to on the internet.
Yeah, go follow them on YouTube. They do a lot of reactions. They do right up your alley. They react to like every Kamen Rider episode out there.
Hell yeah.
I know they have finished build, and I think I talked to them yesterday. They said they were on episode 40 of O's so far. So we'll probably get into O's as a whole season. Nice. If they've seen it by next week. It's
fine. I'll just binge O's by next week.
Yeah. Oh, have you not seen all of O's?
Oh, no, I have. It's my first season. Yeah. That's what I'm going to talk about next week. So if you haven't already heard me splurge about my firsts in Kamen Rider from other streams or anything, get ready for next week.
Did we never do a 10 years after podcast either?
No, we didn't. I think we did. We say we were gonna. I can't remember what we said. We'll talk later about that.
Togo Nerd says I finished build a couple weeks ago and I loved it. Easily became a top 3 season for me.
Let's go. We definitely love to.
Doc Hollywood in chat says I don't have $730, but I have a lot of passion.
Hey yo. Yo, who said that?
Doc Hollywood.
Yo, Doc Hollywood, you were the person that said earlier in the chat, I got to bring that up. they were saying something really nice to us, to both of us. Y'all don't need to acknowledge this, but I've loved both of your shit while I'm getting into Tokusatsu for the first time. Shout out to you, Doc Hollywood. How are you liking Tokusatsu? Let us know.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude.
Jem, where can people find you?
Yo, you can find me, Jem, at Pronghorn Heroes on any social media, and you can find me on YouTube at Pronghorn Heroes and at Pronghorn Reacts, baby. Reaction channel is in full leeway. I'm gonna bring a bunch of stuff there, so if you want to see me react to shit and you like my reactions, go head over there, because Pronghorn Heroes, that's gonna become something else. We got new shit coming. I'm not even staring at you, hello. So go head over there. And other than that, you can find me, Jem, with my dude Hawkilles every single Wednesday for the Tokusatsu World Tour podcast.
I know I'm supposed to do the segue, but I just wanted to say my favorite thing is I watched the episode 5 reactions for Dawn Brothers on Pronghorn Reacts. And on Pronghorn Heroes, if you don't know, Jem and Fee would react to the first five and last five episodes of Super Sentai. So yeah. Somebody commented and they're like, oh man, these first five reacts are good. Or like first five reacts. And
Jem all was five.
Like, we're doing the whole season.
Whole season, baby.
No I need read to be it upset. In your voice of like, we're doing the whole season. Don't worry.
Literally, because they were like, oh, the five episodes. This was great, man. Thank you. That was the energy.
Token Nerdy says, Jem should start a Twitch. Jem streams over on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, I stream sometimes over on my YouTube channel. I do have a Twitch channel, but I literally only want to use it for video games. So if you want to see me stream and do like silly stuff and stuff, head over to Pronghorn Heroes on YouTube. But like I said, you can also find me every Wednesday on the Tokusatsu World Tour podcast.
Right here at twitch.tv/Hakillies. Where you can find me. Most days. We'll start getting to like full stream soon. I've been doing Tuesday and Wednesday the last couple weeks. We'll get back to Thursday. Don't worry. Yeah, and everywhere else at Hakillies, youtube.com/Hakillies. I'm almost at that 3,000 subscriber mark, so go subscribe there if you haven't already. Shout out to that. We just hit 1,000 followers on Twitch.
Let's go, 1,000 followers.
Insane.
W's in the chat, everybody.
Let's go. And we got a ton of new emotes and stuff that are really fun.
Hell yeah, so, dude.
Yeah.
Also, Hawk's a dad, everybody, if you don't know that. Hawk is a father, so.
My baby, I kicked her out right before the podcast started. I don't know if you guys saw my wife walk out of the door. That's because I was like, hey, you guys got to go. We're starting a podcast. There's a high chair right here. This is where
that's where the business happens.
For the record, Charlie did not like Soul Brain.
Yeah, and that shows how amazing her taste is already. So
she was really into Jetman. She's been really into Dino Fury. Did not like Soul Brain.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see what she feels about O's next week.
Oh, I have to rewatch O's now. I just thought about that.
Yeah, the first episode's always fun to watch. I might watch the first couple.
Is O's a two-parter?
No, you can watch the first episode and just feel good.
It doesn't end with him henshining?
No. It ends on like a cliffhanger, but most of them do because they just try to like, you know.
Yeah, they do that two-parter thing that
most
early Heisei Phase 2 does.
But you can watch the first episode and just be like, damn, that was a really good first episode.
Okay, cool. Real quick, and we don't have to include this in the podcast if you don't want to. No. What made you be like, hey, I'm going to watch O's, my first one?
I don't think there was a specific reason. My best friend Josh and I, and I'll probably talk about this next week, but we were just looking for seasons. And I think the red, yellow, and green aspect piqued interest and the opening. We were looking at like Kamen Rider openings, and the opening was just fire. Like, it was just like ska type stuff. And we were like, this is the one. It doesn't matter how bad the show is. We just love this opening. So we just got into it. Yeah.
I watched at the beginning of quarantine because I marathoned through Double when quarantine started. When we all thought it was going to be like 2 weeks long. I marathoned through Double. And then it was the moment in, I believe it's A through Z, when the coin comes in.
Yeah.
And he like that moment sold me. I was like, I need to watch this.
Edgy is one of my favorites, but again, I'll talk about that next week. We'll get there.
Y'all, thank you so much for hanging out. We will talk to you next week right here on the Tokusatsu World Tour.
We'll see you in the next stop, everybody. Thanks for chilling with us.
Peace out.